Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm your businesswoman, author, and speaker. I'm the author of three books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And my last book I released last year was Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. Those of you that have young people that, you know, are struggling with their identity and, you know, have peer pressure and being picked on, get Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. There's some stories and testimonies in there. Two of my children wrote chapters in there talking about their lives and how they overcame. I was talking to my son this evening, and he just sat in here, and he talked to me for a little while, and he was saying, Mom, the Lord just keep blessing me. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but whatever I'm doing, I hope I stay on task. I hope I stay on point. And he's saying that because he has had a long road. He's had a rough road. He wanted to drop out of school in eighth grade, and he continued on with his education and went to finished junior high school, then went to high school, then he went to college, then he went and got his master's, and now he's a teacher and working with kids in the inner city and volunteering as a coach for track and football. So God is amazing. God is awesome. Shirley, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, Val. I'm Shirley Carter. I'm Val's co-host. I'm a businesswoman and a speaker as well. I definitely can attest to what Val is saying. I've met her children. You know, Val is like my sister, and her children are like my nephew and nieces. And I commend her and the wonderful job that she's done with them. You know, being a single parent is not always easy, and especially when you have sons and you know, you got that male testosterone and you're dealing with it. But she is very blessed. I mean, I'm telling you that she is so blessed to have beautiful children. And, you know, and I have three sons myself. And, you know, and we're just on fire tonight. You know, I hope whoever's on this call that you get something out of this, that you feel the energy that we have on here tonight. And we are going into, it is our time. Is it your time? Val, you know, we say this each day, that we have to kill what we eat. And, you know, I had a niece the other day, she, you know, this Facebook thing, she posted on Facebook. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She said, well, I guess I'll get up and get a shower now. And I sent her a message. I said, you know, the early bird gets the worm. So you know what that means. If you're just getting up, you won't be eating today. And she ended up giving me a call. And she was like, what do you mean, Auntie? I said, it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're just waking up to get your day started. You're not in school. You're not working. How do you expect to get a job at 2 in the afternoon? And from that conversation I had with her, it put a fire under her. She sent me a text 2 days later, said, Auntie, that's been bothering me what you said. And so she went and checked into getting into school. So she's got orientation coming up. She said, I couldn't sleep the next day. It just stayed on my mind. I said, honey, it's your time. And it is your time, Val. It's your time.
It's both our time, Shirley. I am so fired up and excited. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, this is what I've been saying. It's our time. And I wanted to share with the listeners in the radio audience that it is indeed our time. You know, we go through seasons in our lives, and, you know, just like this summer, winter, spring, and fall, that's how it is. The Word of God tells us that all truths are parallel. You know, in the wintertime, we all bundle up and we cold and we don't want to go outside. We don't want to do anything. We all sluggish. And then spring comes along and then we hear the birds singing and we get a little motion in our step and we get excited and something inside just resurrects and we feel alive. And then in the summer, oh, we in full bloom. Then we want to go to the beach. We want to party. We want a vacation. We want to hang out. That's our summer. We just can't wait to get it rolling. And then we're going back into fall. And then that's in the fall season is when we start getting serious again. He said, okay, playtime is over. It's time to be serious, get serious about being serious about where we're going in life. And I'm telling you, it's our season, it's our time, this very moment. We have got to be relentless in this hour. And all the work, all of the sufferings, all of the discomforts that we've been going through the last 2 years, you know, people say, well, the recession ain't over. President Obama ain't doing nothing. Well, you know what? You got to get up off your seat of do nothing and do something for yourself. You got to participate in your own life. It is your time, and the only reason and the only way it can be your time is because you have planted seeds for this very moment. When I started the show, I was talking about my son coming in talking to me and saying, Mom, you know, God is just blessing me. And you know what? God is no respecter person. If he can do it for him, he can do it for you. He can do it for me and everyone that's listening by the airways. God wants to bless us, but we have got to get up off of that seat of do nothing. And sometimes, you know, we got to fight for our dreams, Shirley. We got to wrestle that lion.
Yes, yes, you know, because, well, you know, there are dream snatchers out there, and they will come and steal your dream. They will steal it with, they're so smooth with it. We have to be aware and have that coat of armor of the Lord in our lives. You know how you talk about keep a song in your heart? You got to keep a song in your heart and a praise on your lips. You got to praise him in sickness. You got to praise him in health. You got to praise him when it rains. You got to praise it when the sun shines. You got to praise him when you're in pain. You got to praise him when you're feeling good. You got to keep the word of the Lord in you at all times. Wake up every morning and give him thanks, because we're not the one to wake ourselves up. A lot of people say, well, my alarm clock wakes me up. Honey, if God didn't wake you up, you wouldn't even hear that alarm clock. You know how many people out here have set their clock and didn't wake up? So don't depend on that clock. You need to know who you are and who you belong to. And got to remember that always, always give him thanks for everything that he does in our lives. See, we get so comfortable sometimes when things are going good, we forget to praise him. We forget to thank him. We get on that, you know, that habit of saying, oh, Lord, I've done this, and oh, girl, I did this, and girl, I did that. Wait a minute, hold up. You did all of those things? Oh, you're doing good now, so you don't need nobody else. We need him at all times, and we have to understand all things, and everyone that has breath should praise him. Because, you know, when Val, you were talking about it's our time and talking about how we do in the springtime and in the summertime, how we get in a full play mode and everything, it is our time to make sure that we are in that mode of doing what God wants, has in store for us, claiming ours, because each and every one of us has been blessed with the gift from him. Each and every one of us has a right to claim our gift. Each and every one of us are his children, and he does not have any difference as far as the love that he has for each of us. Don't sit back and think, well, you know, I did this and I did that. He's not going to bless me, and he's just blessing her. He's just blessing him. He got yours, but you got to be ready for it. See, some people don't understand the fact that God has something for you, but are you ready to receive it? You know, we need to sit and do some inventory and understand that it is our time, but we need to know to be ready. Because like you said, we sow those seeds. When you sow those seeds out there, this is harvest time. You know, in the springtime, you know, when they say come April shower, and then May flowers. You know, if you've sown your seeds in the last 2 years, we talk about how, you hear people talking about how Obama's not doing this and Obama's not doing that. Have they ever sit back and asked themselves, what have I done lately? What have I done to make a difference in my life? What have I done to make a difference in someone else? I mean, you may be on this call and you may not be employed. But what do you think about, you know, the fact that maybe this is your time to do something different? Maybe it's your time to do an evaluation of yourself. Maybe it's your time to do a self-inventory to see what gifts do you have that God has blessed you with so you can take those gifts, maybe bless someone else or bless yourself or bless your family, and then you can move into a different area in your life. But you got to claim your time. You got to act on your time. When I say act on your time, don't mean, I'm not saying that you sit back and just wait for God to do everything for you. When I say act on your time, you need to put some work in. You know, the Lord speaks about it. A man that doesn't work doesn't eat. And it's not necessarily going out doing a physical work. There's some mental work that you need to do. There's some mental housekeeping that you need to do. There are even some physical housekeeping that some of us need to do, because we have to take those dream snatchers out of our lives. We have to do a little housekeeping, clean them out and everything. We have to take those. Some people are not going with us on our dream journey, because every person has a journey that God has put before them that they have to go through. But do not think that you're going through it alone. Know that he's there with you. You're never, ever alone. Now, you know, we talk about how, you know, we work in our businesses and how we don't have that 9 to 5, that we don't have a paycheck coming in. And, you know, callers, if you, you know, you're listening to this radio show tonight, know that we know that God has our back. Even though it may look bleak some days, sometimes we go through weeks and months where it's looking real bleak. But God always comes through, always. And sometimes we have to look at it, it's only a test. It's only a test. And you know, even in school, we took tests. Some of us sweat from tests when we was in school. Like, oh, Lord, am I going to pass this test? You know, am I going to get this grade? You know, but we made it. We're here. Every day is a test. Every day gives you a new beginning. Every single day gives you a new opportunity to do something different, to make a difference in your life.
Well,
and
now,
you know, you talk about, yes.
Yeah, well, every day
go
we
ahead,
have to fight that inner critic, that enemy that's inside, that boogeyman that prevents us from moving forward. Know that our lives are what our thoughts create. So what are we thinking about on a daily basis? Are we sitting down in front of the television? Are we on the phone gossiping? Are we, you know, watching these reality shows? What are you doing to feed your mind so that you can be productive in this life space that we're in? Our mouths are ready, write pen. So whatever that comes out of our mouth, whatever we speak out in that atmosphere, that's what's creating, that's what's forming, that confusion, that decisiveness, that's what's going on in the atmosphere. And we have to fight that inner critic, that boogeyman to tell us what we're not going to be and what we're not going to do. When it comes time for adversities, don't fold up and get your heads under the cover. It's time for us to expand. It's time for us to walk into our birthright, which is our destiny, our purpose, our why for being. I'm reminded in Genesis when Jacob was wrestling with that angel, and he was like, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And that's how we have to be about our dreams.
Yeah.
We've got to be passionate about what our goal and our purpose is in life. We can't say, I want to open up that nail shop, and we sitting around doing something else that not pertaining to that nail shop. Read. Go out and investigate locations. If you want to do a hair salon, don't be walking around talking about, I want to do a hair salon, and then your hair look a wreck, and then you passing out a card talking about, you know, come to my shop, I'm going to open up a shop, I do hair, and your hair all raggedy. You have to be the message that you bring. And if you don't believe in yourself, how can anybody else believe in you? It's your time. It's your season of reaping. But if you haven't sowed anything, I want you to start sowing right now. Start planting those seeds right now. What do you mean, Valerie, about planting seeds? Those seeds that you need to plant right now are those seeds of happiness, love, joy, peace, establish relationships, get accountability partners, somebody that's walking in the same direction that you're going. Because guess what? If you're hanging with somebody that's not going anywhere, you won't go anywhere. You will be standing on the wayside with your engine running, going nowhere, and that light is turning red, yellow, green, and you're still not moving. Why? Because you're stuck. You haven't fed yourself any knowledge. You haven't fed yourself any word. You haven't prayed. You haven't meditated. So therefore, you're talking about, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do in life. You don't know what you're supposed to do because you're watching somebody else's life.
Mm.
And that's
where we
need to get up. We're looking at somebody else's life and say, I wonder how they got that. I wonder why they're doing that. They're doing what they're doing because they put in the work. I know there's some, people are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and then you see somebody that don't even acknowledge God, don't even go to church, washing their car on Sunday, and they got a nicer ride than you, and you get all upset and your panties all stuck because of the fact that they're doing better than you are. Well, you know what? You don't know what price was paid. You don't know what foundation was laid. And you want to make sure that the foundation that you're standing on is a strong foundation because, you know, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word is going to stand forever. When that wind blows and that car goes away and that house goes away, what are you going to stand on? Surely so many people during these last 2 years have taken their life. And that's why Hot Topics of the Soul started a little over 2 years ago, was because there were so many young people between the ages of 18 and 21 that had more courage to take their life than they did to live it. And I had a big problem with that. If you feel that checking out is so much easier than living this life, then we haven't done our job. We've got to get up off of our seat of do nothing and do something, whatever that something is, whatever that direction is that God wants you to walk in. That's the direction we need to be going. That's what we need to be doing. And guess what, Shirley? If you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to tell you how to start. You start by helping somebody else that's less fortunate than you. And that's where you get started, because in serving is where the breakthrough will come. In serving is where direction will come. In serving, you will come to your God-appointed place, because guess what? We weren't created for ourselves to be by ourselves. We were created
that
to help
somebody
else's life, to make their life a lot better, to empower them, to inspire them. That's why, I'm so excited about those that are speakers, because when you get that microphone, in your hand, you have the power to change somebody's life for the good or for the bad. And that is so powerful. And a lot of people that are speaking, they have no idea, they have no clue the power they hold in their hand. They have a platform here on this show. I have the power to change someone's life, and that is my endeavor, to motivate, to activate your faith level so that you can say, I am greater than where I am right now. Who I'm looking at in the mirror right now is not all that there is. I know God has greater things for me. I know I'm going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all I can see, all I can hear, regardless of what somebody's opinion of me is not going to dictate my reality. I am fearfully and wonderfully made of God. When he made me, he threw away the mold. There is none else like me. I don't care. Nobody has my handprint. Nobody has my footprint. Nobody can talk like me. Nobody can walk like me. Nobody can dance like me. Nobody can sing like me. Because when he made me, he threw out the mold. Stop trying to be somebody else's copycat. Don't be a duplicate of somebody else. Create your own energy. Create your own identity so that the world will know who you are. Horace Mann said we should be ashamed to die until we've made a major contribution to mankind. What contribution are you making? Well, you say, I taking my children and I send them out to school every day, but then you send them out amongst wolves. And then they come back into a home that's not stable. That's not what God wants. Our children need our structure. They need our love. You know, when these young men and women go off into the armed forces, you know what? They come back walking upright. Why? Because they have structure. It just blows my mind why parents these days feel that they don't have to discipline their children because they don't want to hurt little Johnny's feelings. You need to tear that tail up a little, Johnny, so that Johnny can come in alignment with what God says. The man, the woman, and the child be submitted to the headship and authority of God. That way we won't have to worry about people rolling up on us, snatching our purses and busting out our windows and stuff. We've got to participate in our children's life. I don't know how I got off into that, but maybe somebody in the airways needs to hear it. But,
we have got
to pull it down and bring everything back under the subjection to what God's law is saying. And it begins with us, inside of us. This is where the resurrection begins. The Lord, we're going to be celebrating Easter this weekend, you know, the Passover and everything. But, you know, he's not dead, he's alive. But we have to walk in that resurrection power because guess what? He paid it all. There's no more sacrifice for sins. He paid it all. So we need to walk in the power and the might of God. Why? Because it is our time. It is our season for breakthrough. The storm has passed over. I don't want to hear anybody talking about, child, I can't get to this. Is this it ain't it? I can't do this and I can't do that. I don't want to be around nobody to say I can't. Can't should be taken out of the vocabulary. It's time to move forward. The storm has passed over, and in order for it to be our time, we got to believe that it is our time. We've got to walk in it and know without a shadow of a doubt, it is my time. Things won't change until we see it in the spiritual realm as changed. Things won't move until we physically embrace it and see it as change. See that mountain as move. We always say, okay, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. Well, I'm not going up no rough side of the mountain. I'm sliding down the hill. I'm flying down the hill saying, wee! I'm still here. I'm so excited. I am so excited. I am so excited because you know what? God has no respect of person. I'm so excited because I say I'd be excited when I hear about how God is blessing people. Because you know what? If he can bless them, he can bless me too. Lay your hands on me. I don't mind.
Girl, I know what you mean. I'm sitting over here just waving my hand like, go, go, go. Amen, amen, amen. That is so true. I mean, I don't like the rough side of the mountain either. I'm sliding down that same side you are. We are sliding down, going, wee, like little kids. I'm enjoying life. I am enjoying my life. I am so happy that I am a child of God. I am so happy that he's got me spoiled. See, when God spoils you, can't nobody else touch you. Can't nobody else touch you. And when you speak it out to the universe that this is my time, you have to, like Val says, you got to speak it, you have to feel it spiritually, physically, emotionally. You have to know that for yourself, that it is your time. You have to claim yours. We got so many people that are around here walking around are not claiming their rights as a child of God. They're not claiming them. Some don't know how, and some, it's like they feel unworthy of claiming them. God is, like you said, is no respecter of a person or thing. He has the same blessing for me that he has for you. And if you think that I have to be in a certain particular state of mind or in a certain place, God's love never, never fails. It is there. It is there for all of us, and we have to claim it and hold on to it. See, we sometimes, you know, like, I keep talking about these dream snatchers, and we got negative people out there. I don't like negative energy. I like positive energy. And like we talked earlier, Val talked about, get you someone that's going to hold you accountable. They don't have to, you know, don't take it as they're going to tell you what to do. Because Val and I, we get to talking sometime. And she find me some day, she's like, what you sounding like that for? What's wrong with you? And, you know, she snapped me out of it. Don't be talking about it. Get on it. She told me don't say this anymore. I'm working on a book, but I'm going to say it. And she calls me sometimes, and she's like, don't you say another word about that book until I see some progress. So she holds me accountable. And I love her for that. Be accountable. Have someone that you can count on that they can pray for you when you can't pray for yourself. When you get somebody like that in your life, you know you got a true friend, that they will pray for you when you cannot pray for yourself. And you pray for them when they can't pray for themselves. And I'm telling you, when you start reaching out and helping somebody, that is the beginning of your blessings as far as walking in the destiny that God has for you. It has to start somewhere. See, we get so focused on our own situation that we forget that others are in worse condition than we are. But if you could just help that one person, you know, a lot of us sitting around, we got stuff in our home, I mean, in our closet. Give a dress away. Give a shirt away. Give a pair of shoes away. You can bless somebody. Start somewhere, but you've got to get started. You've got to get started. Claim yours. This is our time. It is our time. Say that to yourself until you start feeling it, until you start believing it. It's my time. It's my time. And every day you start repeating that to yourself, you will get the vision that God has for you, and you will know which direction to go in. Start praising him and thanking him for allowing you to still be here so you can reap the rewards of your seeds that you've sown. You've got to sow them to receive them. You heard that saying, you reap what you sow. Sow your seeds that it would be a blessing to you, your children, for generations, and you would teach them how to sow seeds and receive the blessings of sowing the seeds. Don't say, okay, I give this today, then I'm going to get this tomorrow. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. And don't give for what you can receive. Give from your heart. Give what you can and give from the heart. God knows your heart. Even when you can't give, a smile, that's a seed. You can plant a smile in someone's life. You can see a stranger on the street and smile at it because you don't know if that stranger is Jesus or not. Because so often people walk by people and they don't even give them a smile. I was coming out of the grocery store one day, and this gentleman walked, you know, never seen him before in my life. And when he walked past me, I looked at him and our eyes caught, and I just smiled. And that man said, young lady. And I said, yes. And he had tears in his eyes. He said, your smile, that smile just made my day. He said, God bless you. And I was like, it didn't cost me anything. I just gave him a smile. But he said that smile made his day, and he thanked me for that smile.
Well, that is so
powerful. You never know. Yeah. I mean, it moved me so.
You got to know we're living in limited possibilities, unlimited possibilities.
Yes.
We got to know and believe that we are worth being blessed, that we are deserving of it. You can't move to the next level and believe that it's your time if you don't believe that you're worthy of it.
Yes.
You know, everything that the Father has for us, it is because he believes that we deserve it. You know, we be calling, oh, God, bless me, oh, God. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. But there's things God is not going to do just because you ask, because you haven't sown or done anything to receive it. But he'll bless you according to where you are in your life at that particular time. Because, you know, some of us, if God were to shower us with everything we asked him for, we'd get all haughty and start walking around like little peacocks, like we done it all, and then, you know, forget God. So he has to bless some of us by increments, like performing miracles so that we can remember that he is who he says he is, the great God Almighty, and there is none else like him in the earth. So that's why he blesses us in increments, and that's why some of us stay in storms or situations longer than we need to, because lessons haven't been learned. Just like the children of Israel, when they had to walk around all those years in the wilderness, is because some of that stuff had to be burnt off, had to be shaved off of them. But I'm telling you, like I said, when you're in the midst of adversity, don't fold up. That's when the time for you to expand and walk up like wings of an eagle and know that God is who he says he is, and he wants you to walk upright as a soldier in this army and know that the battle is not yours but his. Sometimes, like I say, I get up and I'll be like, I don't feel like it today. But you know what? I know God has got me. I'm sitting in his saddle and he's rocking me in his arms. And I just know he got me, and I just like to exhale and I'm okay, because I know he got me. Regardless of what wind is blowing, I know he's got me, because guess what? It's my time. I haven't finished. I haven't finished my course. I haven't finished my assignment, because of the fact that if I was done, I'd be gone. So being that I'm still here, that means he's still got something for me to do. And that's why what you should all be listening at and looking at is, regardless of what adversities you're going through, you are still here and you're still fighting. You still have activity of your limbs. You are still here. And you must do something with that time that you're here. Occupy until he comes. And you have to occupy and know that you have to be persistent in the struggle, be persistent in the fight. Had President Obama given up, he wouldn't have been the president of the United States. Had our forefathers and our ancestors not fought the war and the battle for us during the time of slavery, we wouldn't be where we are right now. There's a lot of sacrifices that were made for us to be who we are right now. You that are listening on this call, you have paid a price to be where you are. Don't give away your purchase.
Yeah.
I say again. You already paid a price to be where you are. Don't give it away. Stand in your birthright and know that you are worth it. And because you are worth it, he wants you to sow that into somebody's life to know that they are worth it. People are folding up and going crazy because they're losing things. Things can be replaced. Our wealth is based on our ability to think. So if we keep our mind on him, which will give us Prince of Peace, because he is the Prince of Peace, then we will be able to function and think, and he'll be saying, go right. And then but the problem is, when he says go right, we go left, and we wind up going into these dirt roads and all these bumps in the roads because we didn't turn when we were supposed to turn. But we have to stay in line with our GPS system that Andy Henriquez talks about how we have to keep our spiritual GPS activated so that we can know when the Holy Spirit is talking, that we'll follow the right directions. I have a navigation in my car, and I declare that thing takes me all through these backwoods and stuff like this. I'm like, all I needed to do was go up the street, and it took me a whole hour to go where it could have taken me 15 minutes to go had I known where I was going. And that's how it is in this earth realm and this game we call life. Because after a while, it becomes a game of chess.
Yes, it does.
After a while, it becomes a game of chess. So we have to stay alert, stay focused, stay prayed up, stay persistent, and be patient, because all this mess we got into, it's going to take us some time to pull up out back the layers and get out of it. It's not going to be instantaneous. It's going to take some time, so we need to be patient. But in the midst of that storm, in the midst of that, the seasons that we're going through, because some of us are in our summer, some of us are in our winter, our fall, our spring, some of us are in different seasons of our life, but I'm telling you, it's our time. Whatever season you're in right now, it's time to resurrect, because it is your time. It is your season for moving forward. I wake up every day with great expectations. I be like, I'm expecting God to do something great for me. Waking me up this morning was one thing, but the next thing is I have the activity of my limbs. The next thing is I'm expecting something to come in the mail. I'm expecting a trip. I'm expecting my deed to come in the house. I told Wilfred Brown today, I said, well, every day I'm expecting when I go to the mailbox that they tell me, they sent me the deed to my house and said it's yours. So I don't have to worry about no mortgage payments and stuff anymore. But guess what? I serve that type of God.
Yes. Yes, you do. We all do.
And sometimes, guess what, Shirley? You've got to lose in order to gain. Sometimes you lose bad things, and sometimes you lose things that are so dear to you. But sometimes we can't move forward to people and things are out of our lives. Why? Because when these things are removed, then we can see God. We can see our identity when certain obstacles are moved out of the way. And that's why we are in this game called life, and we have to look for the signs as we're walking through this thing. He's always giving us signs. He's always talking to us, and we just try it out, talking and block it out. You know, sometimes when we be talking, they say we need to follow our first mind. Well, a lot of people, if they follow their first mind, they would be so far ahead because they follow their first mind.
Yeah.
But we go through these detours in life.
And that's where that little voice come in there and give us a little, you know, keep speaking to us. And sometimes that's why we don't follow our first mind. And it puts that little doubt in there. And that's what you were talking about earlier about we got to tune that out. We got to tune it out and we got to be focused and everything because God will tell us. He will give us those signs. And, you know, and some of them could be subtle and some could be very bold and blunt. And then we wonder, oh, no, that can't be. Then we start doubting ourselves. And that's where that first mind come in there. Follow your first mind. Follow it. Follow your first mind. And then that's when you stay prayed up and you stay in tune to God because Satan will come and give you something too. But if you're prayed up and you keep yourself prayed up and you keep that song in your heart and that praise on your lips, you can trust him. It may not make sense to you some of the stuff that he wants us to do. And a lot of times I've done some things that it's like, Lord, I don't even know if this sounds right, if I'm supposed to be doing this. But when I trust him and I keep him first, I don't see the outcome at the time. But when I sit back and I look back and say, you ever thought about, you know, some of the stuff that I've done, I think about it and I said, you know, I was going to go here. I'm going to leave. No. If something happens, and you don't leave. And I've had experiences where, had I been on the highway at that time, I'd have been in an accident. I hear about a big accident or something happened. I was like, wow, I was supposed to leave then. Or I come out and the car won't start, and I'm frustrated. And I'm trying to get on the highway to go somewhere, and then I hear about something that happened. And I go, wow, that could have been me. But see, God knows, and he will guide you. And when he puts it in your heart or on your mind, we got to be in tune with him. And to get in tune with him, you got to stay prayed up. You got to talk to him. You got to listen to him. You need to take some time to be alone with him and know that we are his children. He loves us all. He doesn't love one more than the other. He loves us all. And we have to claim our rights. You know, people need to understand who our Father is. If you got somebody out there that don't understand who your Father is, you need to take the time and explain to them who he is. And know that he will always be with us, no matter what's going on. And that's why we keep saying tonight, it is our time. It's your time. It's my time. It's Val's time. We have got to get that into us. It's our time. And our president, you know, and I go back to him too. It's his time. It is his time. We have to keep him prayed up. Because you know, and I know, and so many of you on this call know,
There's so many people that are against him. But it is his time. Because one thing we have to realize is what God got for us, each individual, it's just for us. He's got something for each one of us. That's why we are so unique. And like Val was saying, when he made her, he threw away the blueprint. When he made me, he threw away the blueprint. There's only one of me. There's only one of you. There's no carbon copy. So why do some of us go around trying to be like someone else? Why can't we accept what God has for us instead of trying to be someone else? We have got to learn to love ourselves and love others because God created us to help each other, to be helpmates to each other, to help mankind. So, you know, take the time and say, I got to learn to love myself so I can love someone else. It's hard to love someone else if you don't know how to love yourself. And when Val started Hot Topics from the Soul and dealing with the fact that our young people, and I think about that a lot, Val, how many young people have the courage to take their lives but not the courage to live? That is so powerful.
Yes, powerful.
That takes a lot of courage.
It's sad.
Yeah,
it's sad. Because,
it's very sad.
You know, if they're at that stage and they're watching us fold up and buckle up and stressed out and not functioning, they're like, okay, what's the use? If you jack,
yeah. Where
you expect me to be? You can't have
right.
no decent relationship. You can't have no decent friends. You're not doing nothing with your life. What do you expect me to do? You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. And since you brought up the fact about your book, well, you know, I'm glad you went on and told it because I told Shirley I don't want to hear nothing about her being a businesswoman and author and ain't no book manifested in 2 years. Now, those of you that are listening that have a book inside of you and you know nobody can tell your story like you can tell it. I don't care about you getting no ghostwriter because that's all it is, a ghost. That ghost don't
yeah.
know nothing about your inner being, your innermost thoughts. God has wants you to put it on a tablet, and he said write it and write it plain. So how can somebody else tell your story? Okay, if you want to just do a self-help book, you could just go ahead and pull some stuff off the shelf and listen to some tapes and transcribe it and write it like so many people do. But if you want to tell your story, nobody can tell your story like you. So you need to get up off of your seat of do nothing while you're sitting there moaning, moping, and complaining. Start writing. Get a tape recorder and start talking in that tape recorder and then hire somebody. There's so many secretarial shops around here. Hire somebody to transcribe that and put it in a book format and publish it and stop paying all these people thousands of dollars to write you a book, and y'all haven't even ordered my book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. It's only $15. Already done it.
I know that's right.
Because I am fired up. I tell you, I'm so excited about life. I'm so glad to be here because it could have been another way. It could have been a totally different way had I stumbled and fell and not decided to get up this morning and pull the cover over my head because of what it might look like. You people are like, well, Val, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, y'all don't know what I'm going through. Weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'd be so glad to see morning. I don't know what to do because guess what? That gives me the opportunity to fight a little bit more. That allows me to fight a little bit longer because of the fact that I'm still here. I can keep on swinging because I have breath in my body. Les Brown always say, if I can look up, I can get up. And that's how I be feeling. I just scrape my little body back up off of that bed, and I said, I'm moving forward because if I don't, then those people that are down the road that God has assigned for me won't get to their destination because I fell off. And that's what we have to look at. When we're not motivated and activated in the promises and the purpose of God, we are prohibiting someone else from getting to their goal because they were waiting on us to get that baton, to get that torch so we can run. And that's where I have a problem. That's why I'm like, okay, Shirley, I said, I don't want to hear. Now, last week I didn't even want to do a show. I said, you know what? It's time to get up of the seat of do nothing and stop feeding people baby food. It's time to eat some real meat now. It's time to move forward. It's our season. It's our time. It's time to get up and do something. You need residual income? Go to my website, fromthesoulofawoman.com. I got something for you there. If you feel like you're stuck and can't move forward, go to my website. I got something there. If you feel you can't make it through the day, replay this show tonight. It's your time.
Oh, she got something for everybody.
God is so good. He is awesome. Yes. You know, we got about 15 minutes left, and I see some hands up. So I want to open up the lines for any questions and comments. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. So if you have any questions or comment, I'm opening up the line. There's someone with the last four digits is 7547. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Can
thank
you
for
me?
Joining.
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you, Valerie, and thank you, Shirley, for showing up and presenting that powerful message tonight. People needed to hear that, and I needed to hear that. I always need to hear something good, and you presented something that really touched me tonight. My name is John Garcia. I'm calling all the way from Texas, and I just thank you.
John, darling, how are
John.
You? You know, I said if you want to get fired up, you go to the Soul of a Woman website and you read John Garcia's testimony. He's a cancer survivor and thriver, and he's tearing up the planet with his voice. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely. Well, I was listening to you, and everything you said resonated so well with me, and I started thinking back, and I thought, how did I not only survive, because, you know, cockroaches survive and dogs survive and animals survive, but I'm conquering this cancer. They told me I only had 2 months to live, and that's been 13 months ago. Started off 7 years ago. God is an awesome God, isn't he?
Yes, and he's
great. Oh, wow. Awesome.
But,
awesome.
And I started thinking, well, how did I get so lucky when other people don't make it? And it's because God still has things for me to do. I'm reminded of Matthew 21:21, where he says, have faith, but he goes on and says, and do not doubt. And that was the key, do not doubt. And the messages you're passing on in your show tonight resonate so clearly that when people have adversities, whatever the adversities are, they need to go back and listen to this show and hear it over and over and over again, because you're giving them nuggets that are so powerful that can help them, whatever the adversity is, whether it's a relationship or a health issue like for me or a job issue or whatever it is. Go back, people. Listen to the show. There are nuggets that are worth millions and that will get you through in your times of adversity.
Thank you
and
so
much. And I
just much.
Wanted to thank you, Valerie and Shirley, because this message tonight was so powerful.
Thank you. I appreciate you for chiming in, John, and we want to have you on the show real soon so we can hear the whole story.
Anytime.
Oh,
yes. You just call
thank
me
you,
up
John.
And let me know. I'm available. You betcha.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Thank you so much. Okay, caller with the 6198. You're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Shirley, Valerie?
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
This is Brandy Bass from Chicago. How are you?
Brandy, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Brandy.
Thank you for calling.
How are you, ladies?
Good.
I just
want
to say thank you so much for this awesome information that you all have given us on this call this evening. Man, this was an explosive call. I got a lot of information, and it's so funny that you guys are talking about this same topic, and I've been just concentrating that in my mind, that this is my time, and it's everyone's time. It's your time. It's her time. It's his time. It's all our time to stand up and get to doing whatever it is in life that we need to get doing. So, you know, with that being said, I just want to say thank you for reiterating that information out to individuals that don't really understand that. And they, you know, really don't have a full understanding of what they're here for, you know. And I believe that God does not manufacture no junk. So Ooh. We all here to do something divine. And I'm just really pleased to sit here and listen to some women that understand that and is able to convey the information in that manner. 2 years ago, like Valerie said, you know, she started the calls, and I started listening in on the calls, and I've been kind of following, you know, in and out, but I definitely needed to be on this call tonight, so I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I know I hadn't heard your voice, and it's been a long time, because I used to do the conference call, and then I moved to the radio, and I do live radio on Tuesday night, so thank you so much for being a faithful listener.
Oh, not a problem. Yes. Anytime.
Okay, we're about to wrap up another Hot Topics from the Soul, but before you go, I have some exciting news for you. On May 21st at 7 p.m., we will be celebrating and honoring a legend, the legendary Mr. Les Brown. He's done 25 years in the industry, and he will be speaking here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Airport. That's May 21st. So you can go to www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and you can get information regarding the event celebrating a legend. And it's on www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And also, Soul Retreat 2011. I get so excited every year about the retreat because lives are always transformed and people walk away. No, they don't really walk away. They dance away. I love to see people walk away cheesing. And last year I had more men at the retreat than I did women, and I was glad about that, you know, to have some strong arms around me. But I'm telling you, you need to come to Soul Retreat 2011. I have Dr. Carlos Malone that will be there. He's the author of The Rib Connection. And I talk about rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, he is awesome. And Dr. Sayani Ayan, she is going to be talking about our health and talking about holistic ways that we can fight cancer cells and deal with diabetes and high blood pressure, low blood pressure. We've really got to start taking care of ourselves. And guess what? We don't have to take all these medications that the doctors prescribe for us. There are things in that they're prescribing that are actually tearing our bodies down. So there are ways that we can do preventative things for keeping our bodies from being all tore up from the floor up. And Dr. Julie Van Putten is going to be heading out the rap session with the men, with the ladies. We have our rap session with the men and women, where the men are in one room and we're in another, and we talk, we get down to the real nitty-gritty, because I just don't believe that you should come to any type of conference, any type of retreat, and leave the same way you can. And whatever goes on at that retreat stays at the retreat. And then I celebrate with a 70s party. Well, you said, why you have a 70s party? I said, because that way we can act silly. We can have our afros and our platform shoes, and you could just have a good time in the Lord, nice, clean, fun, enjoying and celebrating one another. So that's why I say people that walk away, they have some great takeaways, and that's why I call it Soul Retreat, because we deal from the inside out, not the outside in, and where restoration truly takes place. And that's why I call expect unlimited possibilities. That's the theme for the retreat this year. You hear me all fired up? Well, I'm fired up for the retreat, and all the speakers that I have are fired up too. Hopefully John, he'll be able to come and join us at the retreat and fire us up there too. But I'm excited.
Amen.
About being excited, because God is so good. Any closing remarks, Shirley, before we close the show off for tonight?
I just want to say, you know, I am, you know, so blessed to be able to sit here and do the show with Val. And, you know, God has blessed me by bringing her into my life. And if you
I'm
go to her
too,
website.
For having you.
Honey, let me tell you, I said, you know, God, he brings people together for a reason. And I'm asking, I'm reaching out to everyone on that's listening. If you have not gone to her website, go there. You will be blessed. You can purchase her books. You can read the stories and the testimonies.
Val has everything from a testimony for you to uplift you to a product that you can buy, that you can keep with you and uplift yourself as you go through daily things in your life. And if you're looking for a new career or somewhere you need to start your life as far as starting over, doing something different, she has things on her site that will help you start your own residual income. And she's a life coach. I didn't hear her say that tonight. But she will help you to bring out that inner spirit in you, that inner being, to help you be all that you can be, that you can help someone else. So be blessed by visiting fromthesoulofawoman.com. Val Parker may be small in stature, because I tell her I'm not scared of her, but she's big in heart. She's a phenomenal woman. And I am so blessed to be her friend, and she's my friend. You know what I mean? So she's my accountability partner, too. I'm not just her co-host. We have a bond that God has put us together, and he's got us making these moves together for a reason. We still don't know all the reason ourselves, but be blessed to know that it is our time, and it's your time, too. Thank you, Val.
Thank you so much, Shirley. I celebrate you and your contributions on this earth, because you're changing lives every day as a survivor. You're allowing women to know that regardless of cancer and lupus and domestic abuse and drug abuse, that you can still rise and be who you are today. And I want to tell those that are listening, you know, I echo, go to the website fromthesoulofawoman.com. And I want to close by a quote that I got from my dear friend, Mr. Ken Brown, who's a motivational speaker and author. And he said, Val, I don't care who has my past, but I have all of my future.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That means
that
you can start your tomorrow right now. Regardless of what somebody has over your head or what somebody is trying to use against you, whatever person say you're in a relationship, your marriage is going, they got half of everything. He said, Val, I don't care who has half or some of my past or whatever my past. He said, but I have all of my future. And that is what I'm going to leave you with tonight. You have all of your future before you. Live it now. Good night.
Good night.